Today, we're diving into the common yet overlooked mistakes nearly 97% of older men make when meeting younger women. By the end of this video, you'll not only identify these widespread errors, but also learn how to avoid them, enhancing your social interactions. Ready to gain insights that will transform your approach and create more meaningful connections? Let's unravel this mystery together and make every interaction count. And don't forget, at the end of the video, we've got a bonus tip that wraps everything up perfectly. This essential piece of advice will not only complement all the points we discuss, but will also refine your approach and understanding in these interactions. Make sure to stick around for this invaluable insight. 1. Overemphasizing age difference. Diving into the age gap topic, it's like walking a tightrope. Exciting but risky. So why do many stumble here? Let's unwrap this. If an older gentleman meets a younger woman and the conversation is all about back in my day and your generation, that's where the disconnect begins. Focusing too much on age differences highlights the gap rather than bridging it. Instead, the trick is to find common ground. Maybe you both love Italian cuisine, or perhaps you're both fans of classic rock. By centering conversations around shared interests, age becomes just a number, not the headline of your interactions. It's also about staying in the present. Yes, experiences shape us, but they shouldn't define our every interaction. Engaging with her world shows that you're not just a visitor from a different time, but an active participant in today's world. In short, bridging the age gap is less about ignoring the years and more about embracing today. Find those common beats and dance to the same rhythm. That's where the magic happens. 2. Misunderstanding current social norms. Now, let's navigate the ever-evolving world of social norms. Why is understanding modern social norms vital, especially in the context of dating? Let's dive in. What was charming in the 80s might now come off as out of touch. For instance, being overly assertive in your approach might have once been seen as confident, but today, it's all about mutual respect and consent. Staying updated with current norms isn't about losing your essence, it's about adapting your approach. It's realizing that a conversation is a two-way street, filled with give and take, not just a monologue. Brush up on the latest in communication styles, dating etiquette, and even pop culture. It shows that you're interested in her world and respect the norms that are important to her. Understanding and respecting contemporary social norms helps bridge the cultural gap. It's not about reinventing yourself, but about showing that you appreciate and respect the world she navigates daily. 3. Trying too hard to impress. Let's talk about the allure of impressing someone. It's like a magic trick, intriguing yet delicate. But what happens when trying too hard to impress starts to backfire? Let's jump into this. Whether it's flaunting wealth, exaggerating achievements, or pretending to be someone you're not, it can overwhelm and even alienate the person you're trying to attract. The key? Authenticity. People are drawn to genuine behavior. Share your real interests, talk about what truly excites you, and listen to her stories with genuine curiosity. Remember, it's not a competition or a performance. It's a chance to connect on a human level. Trying too hard can seem insincere, as if the goal is to impress rather than to form a meaningful bond. It's like over-seasoning a dish. You lose the authentic flavor. Focus on creating a comfortable space where both of you can be yourselves. After all, the most impressive thing is being comfortable in your own skin. I hope you're finding this video insightful so far. If you are, why not show some support? A quick thumbs up, dropping a comment, or hitting that subscribe button really goes a long way. 4. Not listening actively. Let's dive into the art of conversation, specifically the magic of listening. It's like tuning into a radio station. If you're not on the right frequency, you'll miss the music. So, why is active listening especially crucial in conversations with younger women? Let's explore. Listening is more than just hearing words. It's about fully engaging with what's being said. If she's sharing stories, but you're already plotting your next charming anecdote, you're not really listening. This can make her feel unheard, like she's just a spectator in the conversation, rather than a participant. Active listening involves being fully present. It's nodding in the right places, asking thoughtful follow-up questions, and showing genuine interest in her stories. This doesn't mean you need to be a silent monk. It's about finding a balance where both voices are heard and valued. Not actively listening can send a message that her opinions and experiences are less important, which is not the recipe for a meaningful connection. Instead, show that you value her perspective. It's like a tennis match. The joy is in the back and forth, not just in holding the serve. This approach builds a bond far deeper than just surface-level chat. In the end, the best connections are formed when everyone feels heard and appreciated. 5. underestimating the importance of shared interests. Let's venture into the world of shared interests. Why does finding common ground matter so much? Let's peel back the layers. Shared interests are like the secret spices in a recipe. They add flavor to any relationship. If you're both into hiking, that's not just a hobby. It's a path to experiences, conversations, and memories together. It's about the doors these interests open for shared joy and understanding. However, many overlook this, thinking that charm or gifts can substitute for genuine commonalities. This approach misses a key ingredient in building a deep, lasting connection. It's like trying to start a fire without kindling. You might get a spark, but it won't turn into a warm blaze. The trick isn't just to discover shared interests, but to embrace and explore them together. It's not about pretending to love opera if you don't. By investing in shared interests, you build a relationship that's not just about being together, but about enjoying and experiencing life together. Remember, it's these shared passions that often turn good conversations into unforgettable ones. 6. Neglecting personal appearance and lifestyle. Let's shift gears to a topic often overlooked but immensely important, which is personal appearance and lifestyle. Like the frame to a masterpiece, it enhances the overall picture. Why does this aspect deserve attention, especially in the dynamic of older men meeting younger women? Let's dive in. Personal appearance and lifestyle are not about vanity, but self-respect and the message you send to the world. Imagine showing up for a hike in a tuxedo or to a black tie event in shorts and flip-flops. It's jarring, right? Similarly, neglecting your appearance or lifestyle can create a disconnect in how you're perceived. Don't go about chasing trends or trying to mimic youth. Just go about presenting the best version of yourself. Be well-groomed, dress appropriately for the occasion, and lead a lifestyle that reflects liveliness and engagement with the world. This attention to personal care and an active, healthy lifestyle can bridge years, creating an unspoken connection. It shows that you're not just physically present, but you're also actively participating in life, which is inherently attractive. Taking care of your appearance and lifestyle is a form of self-respect that resonates with others. It's about showing that you're not just existing, but living life to the fullest, which is a universally appealing trait. Bonus point, embracing emotional maturity. Now, let's unveil a hidden gem in the world of relationships, which is emotional maturity. It's like a fine wine that gets better with age and can be incredibly appealing. So, why is emotional maturity such a game changer in relationships, especially for older men with younger women? Let's explore. Emotional maturity is not about age, but wisdom, understanding, and a sense of calm in the storm of life. It's about knowing who you are, being comfortable with it, and having the ability to understand and empathize with others. Think of it as a lighthouse, guiding through emotional waves with experience and stability. In a world where everyone is trying to keep up, having a grounded, mature perspective is refreshing. It's not about lecturing or being patronizing. It's about offering a perspective that comes from a place of growth and learning. It's about listening, not just hearing, and understanding, not just responding. Emotional maturity allows you to navigate the relationship with a sense of confidence and calmness. It's like knowing the steps to a complex dance, making it easier for the other person to follow along. This quality can be incredibly attractive as it creates a safe, stable environment for the relationship to flourish. Emotional maturity is about bringing the depth of your experiences into the relationship in a positive, nurturing way. It's an attribute and an allure that draws genuine, meaningful connections. Now that you know what mistakes to avoid, what's next for you? Discover things younger women say that are red flags, or learn the subtle signs she's checking you out. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, and subscribe for more.